Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we heard in the Gospel that the Lord had sent his disciples away in a ship, and he went to the mountain to pray, and he prayed for until the middle of the night. And at that time the ship was in a very big distress because there was a big storm, and the disciples and everybody was already in fear of their life. And then the Lord is coming on top of the water in the big storm, and they see the figure coming on top of water, and they was scared, and they thought it was a ghost, and they cried from fear, and the Lord calmed them down and said, "It is I, don't be afraid." And St. Peter then said, "Well, if it is you, my Lord, let me walk towards you on top of the water." And the Lord said, "Come." And he climbed out of the ship. And you can just imagine the great waves, and the ship is being thrown one place or another, and he climbs out of the ship and starts to walk on top of the water miraculously. But then he pays attention to the storm, and fear starts to set in, and he started to drown, started to go into the water. But he didn't lose the faith, because he cried out to the Lord immediately, "The Lord, save me." And the Lord reached him by his hand and put him into the ship. And of course, when he got into the ship, then all of a sudden the storm totally ceased, and there was a complete calm. And everybody in the ship, seeing this whole thing, bowed down to him and said truly that he is the Son of God, that Jesus is the Son of God. Well, this is what we have to understand. We have to know that the Lord, our God, Jesus Christ, is actually the Son of God. He is the creator of the whole universe. And this is what we have to believe with all our heart. And if we believe that, then we could do just like St. Peter has done. He said, "Lord, save me," when we feel that we're perishing. And we're perishing in a storm of this life, in our life here. It is a great storm is waging, the storm that the evil ones are doing to set people against God, so that to drown everybody in the worldly affairs, so that we will not have a chance to make it to heaven. That's what the enemy is doing, trying to trick us into clinging to anything but the Lord. And the whole world is really is in that great storm. And only the Lord can save us. Only the Lord can give us the strength and really take us out from the storm which we're in the world, and put us into the haven, into his ship, and which is his church. And he puts us in there, and then they will feel the calm. The Lord says that the kingdom of heaven is in your heart. And this is what we have to find. We have to find the Lord in our heart. We have to find that kingdom of heaven. And of course, if we find the Lord in our heart, then we have the kingdom of heaven. Every one of us has probably felt at least once in our lifetime true prayer, when the peace comes over, when the heart is become so enlarged that it can engulf everybody in it with love. And there is no place in the heart then for any envy or any jealousies or any hatred or any passions. There's just the presence of the Lord, which is such a beautiful thing to be able to know in your heart that the Lord is with you. And nobody is denied that. Everybody can have that. But we have to strive for it. We have to look for it. We have to go after the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is taken by force, said the Lord. And only those who exert themselves will be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven. But to take it by force or to exert yourself, well, you have to obviously believe. You have to believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that He came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. And this is what you have to say. This is what all of us have to say. And that the Lord came to save us, and we are in that great storm. And in the storm that He is more than willing to give us His hand and bring us in to the haven of His church. Today we also celebrate the appearance of the Mother of God on the Pachayev mountain, which the shepherds had saw, the Mother of God being like surrounded in a flame, that as it was in the early times of Moses, saw a bush that was burning and not burning up, and the Mother of God appeared in a flame and stood on the rock of the mountain and left her footprint on there. And the Mother of God has saved many, many people and is willing to save us, to help us, to lead us to the Lord. Because many times we are weak and our faith is not strong enough. And we're ashamed of our deeds and our sins, and we know we hurt our Lord so much. And we are running, and we may and we can run to our mother, the Mother of God. She's our mother. We have been adapted by the Mother of God as our, as her sons and daughters. Why? Well, of course, the first reason is that because we received communion. We received communion. We actually received the body and blood of our Lord. And so we are part of the Lord. We become part of the Lord. And the Mother God recognizes that, and she loves us. She loves us as her own children, and she is always willing to help us, to bring us to her Son. Because she knows that only through the Son salvation comes. And the Lord says, so the way to the Father is through Him, is through Jesus Christ, is the way to the Father. We cannot know the Father, we cannot know our God, who is our Father too, because the Lord has said so. Jesus Christ had taught us to pray, and He gave us the prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And this is the prayer that we have to really try to use and say it all the time from our heart. And you find a great joy in that. And so the Mother of God has converted through the miracle many people. And at the time of the invasion of the Tatars and the Muslims that were trying to take the mountain, and the Turks had went after the Lord, how many times the Mother of God saved Russia from these people. At one time when the whole army of them was saw the Mother of God in the vision of that time on the mountain, they took out and they shot at her with their arrows, and as they shot at her, the arrows miraculously came back at them. And they were so discombobulated that they were starting to fight each other. And the Mother of God saved the Pachayev monastery. And the Pachayev at one time was taken by the Roman Catholics, by the Latinites. And for 110 years they kept the holy place. And after 110 years, it came back again to the Orthodox. The Mother of God, of course, loves us and is always saddened as the true mother when she sees us falling away from our Lord, when she sees us committing sins and loving something or somebody more than we love our Lord. This is always a great hurt for the Theotokos, because she loves us so much. So we try to work on ourselves, to become a little better. Let's try to exert ourselves a little more, to look for that kingdom of heaven which is taken by force, and to please the Lord. And once we go on that road, it's a narrow, thorny road, and we get pricked, and we get into all kinds of troubles and so on. But you find peace in your heart, and the condition is that you do what says in the prayer that we say to the Lord, that we want the Lord's will to be done, not our will. And if we look for the Lord's will and we humbly accept whatever the Lord allows to happen to us, whatever happens to us, and that means that the Lord had allowed it. If it is a sickness, if it's a destruction of our property, or a loss of property, or whatever it may be, or anger that somebody throws at us, the hatred that displays for us, we accept whatever happens. We accept that God allowed it, so it is His will that we go through this, because this is the thorny, the hard way that will lead to the kingdom of heaven. And of course, the full submissiveness to the Lord would be when we are not only be able to accept that everything what comes from the Lord, but actually thank Him for that, for the sicknesses, for dishonors, for whatever may befall us, that we thank the Lord, not only for the good things that He always gives us by sustaining our life and feeding us, but we also should thank the Lord and be grateful for every misfortune that may fall upon us. And that will please the Lord and make our heart and find a true peace that only the Lord can give, because what He has, as yesterday's gospel says, when the Lord came in after His resurrection to the disciples, and that's the first thing He said to them, "Peace be unto you." And this peace is only the Lord can give us. So let's go after that, because this is all part of the kingdom of heaven. Mother of God, that saved so many times our Russian people from all kinds of troubles and so on, is more than willing to continue to look after us as her children and to bring us to our Lord, and the Lord in turn bring us, Lord Jesus Christ will bring us to His Father through the Holy Spirit. Amen.